Michelle Brandt has owned and operated Brandt Roberts Galleries in the Short North for about a decade. But last year, she endured major surgery and 6 months of aggressive chemotherapy following a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. Even though Brandt spent less time at the gallery during her recovery, the time she did have there and through art therapy at the James was incredibly valuable.
What I realized is when I was around artists and they were talking to me about projects they were working on and creativity, and when I was around art, it lifted me somehow. It made me feel like I was more than just this sick cancer patient, right? I could still dive deep into that sort of creative process. I don't know that there was anything more than the art therapy here at the James that helped me get through that mental battle. So it was sort of just immersing myself back into something that fed my spirit.
Brandt has been cancer-free for about 12 months. When she was asked to curate a gallery at the James, she immediately thought of another artist and cancer survivor, Columbus College of Art and Design Associate Professor Julie Abijanik.
About 14 years ago, I found a lump in my neck, and they diagnosed me at stage 2A, and it was traveling down the front of my chest, so I had two very small masses underneath my sternum, one in my neck, the neck they removed. After having the mass removed out of my neck, within 2 or 3 weeks, I was starting treatments every other week for Hodgkin's disease. So I was in remission 3 to 5 years, and then after the 5th year, I was pronounced cured.
But doctors also told Abijanik to avoid the form of art she loves. She began painting and sculpting at a young age and in school at Columbus Alternative and Fort Hays.
For me, the idea of being completely covered up as a painter, I mean, the reason why we paint is because of the love of the smell of the oil paint and just kind of getting in there and feeling like I had to, like, dress up to paint. It didn't feel authentic to me as a maker. I decided that, well, this is a good time for me to reinvent who I am as an artist. And so these I actually did while I was getting treatment. So I taught myself how to crochet. So I went right into the fiber world. We talked a lot about lymph nodes and lymphatic system. And so I was like, well, maybe I can teach myself how to create little nodules. And the shape of them, like Cameo, is ideal for portrait. And so I wanted to do one. The dark one is the sick self. And then the lighter one is the self getting better.
Abijanik points to another piece in the gallery titled Cell Therapy.
So this one is the one I'm really connected with because I'm in that mode of process with it. And kind of using new material and beading, which is it's not the first time beading, but really using beading in a different way and also using material in a very different way. These are stuffed pantyhose pieces. And they're in little nodules. So there's this, you know, I keep going back and forth with the rounds, the cell object. And then I just started sewing them together and then started adding the beads to them. And the beads, so they used to be pretty perfect round balls. And then as I added beads, they kind of changed in structure. So they kind of mutated. They started shifting and changing on their own, which kind of, for me, relates to the idea of cancer. It kind of shifts and changes on its own, and it does its own thing, and that's what these do as well.
Abijanik's exhibit opened last week, but it's already making an impact, according to Brandt.
For instance, I just met a gentleman who came in whose son actually is 18 years old. He's a basketball player at Capital, and his lung collapsed, and he came in, and he's not an art person, but he just was fascinated by the texture and by the forms and by the, you know, some of her work, in my opinion, is very meditative. And I think meditation was a huge piece of my recovery. Cancer is as much a mental battle as it is a physical battle. And so this actually, I think, elevates that to a positive kind of thing.
For Abijanik, that's the ultimate goal for visitors.
I want them to see the beauty in something that could be devastating. There's beauty in nature, and I want to kind of bring that into these pieces and kind of have people see beauty in just something that is, I mean, it could take a life, unfortunately, but we've got to think beyond that sometimes and really take in what's around us, what's right now. You know, I remember rolling with the punches, just kind of taking it day by day and experiencing life day by day. And I feel like I still do that. Like, it's really important to, like, I wake up, I feel good, and I'm looking forward to my day. And I don't think I felt like that before I was diagnosed.
Abijanik's exhibit, Reflect, Refocus, Renew, will be on display at the James through December 19th. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.